Madeline Lippe is a budding writer, a world traveler, the editor of an online literary magazine, and she's only 15 years old.
This is what I'm passionate about. I want to bring people together, and I want people to connect through writing and through photo and through what they're passionate about.
A trip to South Africa with her father set this Greenwich teenager on her path toward bridging global divides with words. She started the Do Right campaign, Right spelled W-R-I-T-E.
I really love the idea of people from completely polar worlds being able to interact with art.
She's received submissions from more than 25 countries. They can be quite moving.
Cephestly Williams from South Africa, she wrote, "Many of my days are like heavy rains, thunderstorms, and me at the middle of it all. Having nowhere to go, I pray and pray, not thinking about moving on, because in this world I no longer want to stay. My heart will forever remain my song."
Lippe believes Do Right is where disparate voices from different corners of the globe can find a common tongue.
Being a teenager is hard. That's kind of the moral of the story. And it's really just being able to express that through art is really what's important.
Seeing the world through another teen's eyes can be an education.
So many of them come from homes of domestic abuse and HIV and just these horrible, horrible conditions. But when you hear them and you listen to their words, it's all the more moving because they're so optimistic and they want to go to college and they want all the same things that we do.
Next stop for the Do Right campaign, a summer conference in South Africa where these young women will be able to match a face to the words. In Greenwich, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Whether living in a country that is capitalist or communist, a dictatorship or democracy, regardless of race, religion, or creed, all young people share the same emotions. So says 15-year-old Madeline Lippe. She's figured out a way to bring them all together.
The Do Right campaign, it started off as an online literary magazine for teens to submit, you know, writing, photo, art, whatever they're passionate about in an art form.
A trip to South Africa with her father was cathartic. Lippe learned so much from what her contemporaries were writing.
"Because in this world I no longer want to stay. My heart will forever remain my song. So long to the sun that never shines in my small world. Leaving no one behind, for I was always alone, alone always. Never swam but drowned, couldn't go anywhere. I drowned in my tears, stuck by confusion. Was it ignorance?"
The girl who wrote that poem, her world is so far away from Greenwich, Connecticut, yet Lippe felt a kinship.
Even though we come from such different backgrounds and such different worlds, we feel so many of the same things, and being a teenager is hard. That's kind of the moral of the story.
Literary submissions are pouring in from South Africa, Korea, Vietnam, and Hungary, just to name a few. They include stories of struggle, despair, and hope.
Definitely in the ones from South Africa, there's a lot about domestic abuse. It's amazing. Just when they write, they don't write, "Oh, poor me, poor this is happening to me." They write, "Why is this happening to me? And how can I stop this from happening? And how can I get out of here?"
As she navigates sophomore year in high school, Lippe is also planning a Do Right campaign conference in South Africa so these young women can strengthen their bond beyond the internet. In Greenwich, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.